This is Boston Public Radio. I'm Edgar B. Herwick III. You know, Arlington, Massachusetts is known for a lot of things, but you might not think of it as a go-to place for cinema from all over the world that you really aren't going to see anywhere else. Now, leather is an incredibly versatile material, but you might not think of it as a canvas for painting. And yet, next week, the second annual Arlington International Film Festival kicks off with a documentary that they've named Best of Festival. It's the story of a little-known artist from Georgia who paints his memories of the segregated South on leather. So this is a really interesting film, and we're going to talk about that and the Arlington International Film Festival, which is in its second year, as I just said. With me in the studio to discuss it is April Rank Guzman, who is the executive director of the film festival. April, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Edgar. Nice to be here.
And we've also got by phone the filmmaker behind All Me, The Life and Times of Winfred Rembert. That's the film I was just talking about. Vivian Ducott on the phone with us from New York in just a minute, going to join us. So, April, I want to start with you, and I want you to tell me about how this film festival got started, because like I said, it's sort of like an international film festival happening in Arlington, and this is the second time, which makes it sound to me like the first time it worked.
Yes.
So how did you get going on this?
Well, basically, our family is multicultural. My husband is from Colombia originally. He came here through Amnesty International 25 years ago.
Wow.
And I have a sister-in-law that's Navajo Indian, grew up on the reservation and was sent to school off the reservation. And we've lived it. It's been up close and personal how difficult sometimes it is for a minority ethnicity to actually be integrated into the community, a largely Anglo community. And when we moved to Arlington, we saw the rich diversity that existed in the town, and people were living in pockets. They were not represented very much other than restaurants, and we thought, this is silly. What can we do? So we both love film. We both think that it's fun and it's instructive, and we thought, how better to try to bring about understanding among the cultures and give the cultures, the different ethnicities, a voice. So we started to think about how we could put together a festival. So we've actually, after the first year, we really saw that businesses were starting to support us. We started reaching out to the high schools through poster contests, as well as high school filmmakers. And it's just exploded. The Chamber of Commerce is behind us now. We've kind of incorporated the different expressions of art. We're actually saying now that Arlington Film Festival is no longer just a film festival.
Already in its second year diversifying.
It is. It's stretched out into other expressions of art. We have local sculptors that are making the awards, sculpting the awards for the different categories. We have live musical performances in the within the festival integrated. So it's really catching on. It's accepted. It's being promoted in the town now. Town has offered to put banners up in.
Good stuff.
Yes, it's all good stuff.
Good stuff. So the film, you know, you talk about that idea of diversity of cultural experience, and obviously the film that you've chosen as the Best of Festival for this year, which is called All Me, The Life and Times of Winfred Rembert, has a strong strain of that. This is an artist from the segregated South. What I want to do is I have a little bit of a clip from the trailer for this film. I'm going to play this so people can hear a little bit about it, and then we're going to talk with Vivian Ducott, who's the filmmaker behind that, and I want her to tell a little bit of the story. So let's hear some of All Me.
1965, I was 19 years old. I decided to be a part of the protest.
Winfred was arrested and held in jail in Cuthbert without any charges.
Chain gang is just inhuman. It's just so tough. It makes you feel like you need to be more than one person in yourself.
It's my dream to go back to my hometown and give a show as somebody, as an artist.
Vivian Ducott, filmmaker who put that together. Who's Winfred Rembert?
Clifford Rembert is a 66-year-old man who grew up in, as you said, in Southwest Georgia, who was on a chain gang in the 1960s and early 70s. When I was a freshman at Harvard, Winford was on a chain gang. And he lives in New Haven, Connecticut. He's a family man with 8 children, and he's an artist of these fantastic tableaux that are of tulle leather paintings, brightly dye colored with shoe dye rather than paint, of these images of the Jim Crow South, of abuse, of chain gangs, of juke joints, of cotton fields, and a man who had a show on Madison Avenue. I met him at the opening, and who has a traveling exhibition of 50 pieces that's going from museum to museum across the country, currently in Texas.
So when you met him, did you immediately know you had a film here? Was it him?
Yes.
Was it a conversation? What was it that made you say, I'm going to do an entire film on this man?
It was him. It was my GBH radio training from the 1970s. But when I hear the storyteller, I know that they are help, and seeing the great storyteller, they'd make a great film. I walked into an art opening that was a benefit for a program that one of my kids is in. I saw this fantastic, colorful art. I saw very little contextual information on the walls. I saw this man in the corner that had to be the artist, who I went up to, and I said, so where'd you learn this technique? He said, prison. Sort of raised an eyebrow at me. And I asked another question, and he told me this whole story of how he met his wife, Patsy. And the film, by the way, is a love story as well between Richard and Patsy. And he told me this whole sort of story about meeting her while he was on a chain gang and her father not liking him. And as soon as he finished that, I knew there was a film there. And the next thing was to convince the gallery they needed a short film to accompany the art when he wasn't there. And having done the short film, I realized there was a featured act. There was a much bigger story to be told here.
Hmm. That's Vivian Ducott. She's the filmmaker behind All Me, The Life and Times of Winford Rembert. That is the Arlington International Film Festival Best of Festival winner. It's going to kick off the festival next week. With me in studio also is April Rank Guzman. She is the executive director of the festival. How did this film sort of stand out and earn this award? How did it come across, you know, your consciousness? And what was it about this that you said, this is the one, this is the best film of the festival?
Well, since our festival is so young, I do scout for good films and invite films. This topic it's very near and dear to me. I grew up in the 60s. I remember when my father was in the military and we were transferred to Alabama, driving and seeing the chain gangs along the sides of the river, sides of the highway, and the colored water fountains versus white, and separate bathrooms and separate theater areas in the balcony at movie theaters. And there was something that's always just never set with me. And I feel like it's such an honor to be able to have Vivian's film with Winfred on stage on Wednesday night, all of us on stage. And
when you say all of us, that includes Winfred. He's going to be there, is that right?
That's correct. He and his wife will be there. He'll be bringing some of his paintings as well. And I just want to honor the equality. And it's just a real honor to have this film as our Best of Festival.
Thank you,
Vivian. I'm curious. As you said, a lot of his paintings are of the Jim Crow South of his youth. We're now in a completely different time. In some ways, we've got an African American president. Why is it important to still have art, or still tell the story of somebody who's telling the story of a time then that was so different than we are now?
Is it so different? I mean, is there not more quiet segregation that isn't talked about? I mean, part of what made me want to do this film and feel comfortable enough to do this film is the fact that I now, only for the last 9 years in New York City, have lived in an integrated apartment building. And until this time, every apartment building I ever lived in was all white, and nobody talks about that. But, you know, New York and Boston and lots of places are still segregated. So that's one reason. Secondly, he's just a really philosophical, interesting person who thinks about this. So he's looking at him. I mean, he lives in, you know, the ghetto of New Haven, and he's less than a mile from Yale. So the contrast in the north are as sharp as they were in the South, and they're still there. And look at the racism that's even expressed toward the president, subtly or unsubtly. So I don't think that anything, things have changed, but not that much.
April, that's basically what you were saying is the idea behind the festival, right? Is this idea of kind of fighting against any kind of segregation, or, you know, presenting, you know, the various people and traditions and cultures in any community, including Arlington.
Absolutely. I teach ESL, and I was working with one student from Morocco for 2 years before he gently and quietly let me know that he was always a little late on Friday because he went to mosque. And I thought, how sad he had to wait for 2 years to express that he was going to mosque. I support that 100%. I said, don't worry, you know, not a problem here. I respect that. So, yes, the voice to the ethnicities that are minorities, and I'm so delighted to have Vivian with us.
Vivian and April, I kind of want to get both of your take on this. Does films themselves, movies, do they have a unique way of telling the story of other cultures? Are they more effective somehow? Are they different than other ways? What is it about a film that sort of promotes the idea of diversity?
Are you saying a film versus radio?
A film versus, I don't know, a conversation versus a book versus a radio program like this. What is it? Is there something special about a film? Is it somehow more effective? Is it somehow differently effective?
I mean, you can see things that aren't said to you in a film that you can't, and something if you just hear about it. And if you see a book, it's hard to see the 360 degrees around it. You're seeing images on a page. I think that everything expresses things in different ways for different people. I mean, there are people who wouldn't buy a book who have seen this film and are moved by it. It's the sort of juxtaposition of themes. You know, I didn't choose to do a film because I thought that was the most effective thing. It's what I do.
Yeah.
And I thought that he was a very good subject for a film. And the more I worked with him, the more films I saw in him. So, you know, it didn't go that way, but I think it's the film, you know, there's a lot of music that we could put in this film that's very evocative. You know, he is a painter, even though when I used to do radio pieces, I did a lot about visual artists trying to prove that visual artists could talk. So I still think that's true.
Yeah.
But it's nice when you see their work also.
Yeah. And April, for you, I mean, you're trying to further this message, which is a film festival. And you obviously think film has a unique way of doing that or getting at it.
I do. I think that less than having an aggressive conversation, you're passively an audience member, and you can sit and not feel like you're being attacked or judged. You almost have to digest what you're seeing in a quiet manner, and hopefully something sinks in and that you can accept and perhaps bring about change.
Well, there you go. That is All Me, The Life and Times of Winfred Rembert, which is kicking off the Arlington International Film Festival next week. That's Wednesday, October 17th. That's just one of a lot of films from all over the world that are going to be screening. You can get more information about all of that on our website, wgbhnews.org. April Rank Guzman, Executive Director of the Arlington International Film Festival, and Vivian Ducott, filmmaker behind the Best of Festival award-winning film. Thank you both for taking the time to talk with us today.
Oh, thank you, Edgar.
Thank you.
All right, in one moment, we're going to go from films made for the big screen to those made at home by people like you and me, and why it's time for you to head to the attic and drag out those dusty old Super 8 movie reels that you haven't watched in years.